You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If you're a Democrat, the November election produced a pretty tough outcome. So now what? How do Democrats regroup, recalibrate, and rebuild? Let's find out from the chairman of Michigan's Democratic Party, Brandon Dillon. Welcome to Stateside.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
You were quoted in a recent Associated Press story that I saw in the Washington Post, and here was your quote. We've lost governorships and state legislatures at a rate that is pretty astounding. And why do you think this Democratic message and the candidates failed to connect with voters?
Well, I think it's a little more complicated than that. You know, we had a very high point in 2008 when President Obama was elected. We controlled a lot of the state legislatures that we currently don't control, had a majority of governorships. 2010 really turned out to be a terrible year for us at the worst time possible, at a time when redistricting was coming to pass, and Republicans were very adept at manipulating the lines to guarantee an advantage. In the meantime, I think as Democrats, we took our eye off the ball. Having the White House took it for granted and didn't do the kind of investment building and organizational efforts we need to do in state parties and local parties. Republicans did a good job of really focusing on those down ballot races to be able to cement control of state houses, state senates, governorships. And we really need to do the same thing now that we are out of power, not only in Michigan, but essentially in Washington. We've got to really reinvest and rebuild from the ground up at the state party level. And we do have a unique opportunity to do it with the kind of energy that we've seen post-election, people very frustrated and angry and want to get involved. And that's what we intend to do.
It's a major energizer, isn't it, to have a shellacking like that?
It certainly is. I mean, you know, look, we obviously would have liked to see a different result in November. And the fact that Secretary Clinton was able to carry the popular vote by almost 3 million votes, I think, suggests that, you know, while we may be down, we're certainly not out. This is a party that nationally our message does resonate. And in some key states like Michigan and other states in the industrial Midwest, I think we have to do a better job of making sure that we're talking to people year round, not just right at election time, and make sure that our message is a little bit tighter so that people understand that we really are the party of working people, working families, and people that are struggling to survive in a system that is really rigged towards people at the top.
The Republicans got their voters out. Democratic turnout was down. Do you think it was because of the message or the messenger?
You know, I think it takes a little while after an election to actually really determine that. I do think the fact that the campaign was so brutally negative from beginning to end, I remember talking to people back in January about what the campaign was going to look like. And I said, don't expect this to be an uplifting affair like we saw in 2008. This was a real slugfest. It got ugly. It got nasty. You had the FBI. You had all sorts of allegations involved, most of which were not true. But I think part of it is the message. We allowed Donald Trump to take a message that Democrats have been able to own for years about being on the side of working families and people that are in the middle class. And he wrapped it up in a healthy dose of racism and sexism and real kind of ugliness. But at its core, it's a message that we would be foolish not to try to recapture. And that's that we are the party. Our candidates are the ones that are fighting for average people, while Donald Trump and Republicans are putting billionaires and millionaires in key positions and ensuring that the system that makes it difficult for working people to get ahead is going to continue.
If you just joined us, I'm talking with the chairman of Michigan's Democratic Party, Brandon Dillon. I'm wondering what thoughts you have about the Democratic National Committee and the support it gave to down ballot candidates. Was that a satisfying effort from your point of view?
Having only been chair for less than 2 years, I see it from both the perspective of somebody who's been on the inside and then also as a state legislator on the outside. I think the DNC needs to get back to what it did back when Howard Dean was chair, frankly, with the 50-state strategy and investing in state parties. When you hold the White House, the DNC kind of by default becomes a political arm of the president and is geared towards supporting the agenda of the White House. And now that we don't control the White House, we really have to refocus the DNC's efforts on making sure that we are getting the support in states like Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, frankly, every other state in the country where there's an opportunity for Democrats to win at all levels of government. We are talking with all the candidates for DNC and are very encouraged that all of them really seem to have the same message that the DNC has to change its culture, and it has to be more involved throughout the entire election cycle from beginning to end on empowering and helping us groom candidates, find volunteers, and rebuild our strength on the ground.
There are five candidates hoping to become the next DNC chair, and I'm wondering, have you made your choice?
I'm getting pretty close to doing that. Probably will be making a choice here in the next week or so, but this is really a positive campaign that's been going on for all the candidates. They are all talking about, to varying degrees, reinstituting that 50-state strategy, looking at Michigan as a real tier one battleground state, which I think is critically important. We were never considered that up until, I think, unfortunately, the results of this election, and making sure that whoever the DNC chair is understands that in order to rebuild power, it's not going to come from Washington. It's going to come from places like Lansing and Detroit and Macomb County, Monroe County.
We have seen a Democrat get the jump on every other possible candidate for governor in our state. Gretchen Whitmer says she is all in. What do you see as her strengths as a candidate?
Well, you know, I've known Gretchen for a long time when I was a staffer in the Senate and she was a state rep, and then serving as colleagues when I was in the state house. She's an incredibly talented communicator. She has a really strong personality and is somebody who really fights for the things she believes in. I'm looking forward to making sure that we have a very vigorous and strong primary. I suspect we haven't seen all of the candidates get in yet, but I think not only Gretchen, but some of the other names that have been mentioned would be extremely qualified candidates for governor, and more importantly, would be a huge improvement over what we've seen in the last 7 years with this administration.
Who are some of the other names that you're hearing and you're saying, yep, I'd like to see that happen?
Well, I don't think it's any secret. Congressman Kildee is exploring a run, and you know, he has been extremely effective in advocating for the residents of the people in Flint, and also making a very strong case about why this philosophy of government that Governor Snyder has put upon the people of Michigan of running the state like a business is an utter and total failure. He's extremely bright, he's extremely hardworking, and you know, from the party's perspective, we are just happy that the people that are putting their names forward or are likely to put their names forward for governor are extremely high quality candidates. We don't have any energy that we have to expend this year on going out and recruiting candidates. We have high quality people who know what's at stake and I think are going to do what it takes to make sure that we have a primary that's about issues and about who can better move the state forward and really turn around this failed experiment in government that we've seen from Governor Snyder and other Republicans.
And speaking of redistricting, we know the governor who's elected in 2018 is going to be at the helm when the districts are redrawn in 2020. So that has to be just a we're going to the mattresses kind of fight for you.
To say it's critically important that Democrats win the governor's office in 2018, I think would be an understatement. We are going to do everything possible to make sure that we have a Democratic governor sworn in January of 2019 to not only make sure that we have a strong role in redistricting, but that we have the ability to start moving a more positive agenda for our schools, to make sure that we have tax fairness and not rigging the system in favor of corporations at the expense of seniors and others who've seen their expenses rise while the services and the value they're getting from government decline precipitously. We are going to put a lot of effort into supporting our Democratic nominee, and I think there's an incredible energy on the ground of people who understand what's at stake and are going to do everything possible to help make sure we're successful in that endeavor.
You're running for re-election as the state party chairman. I know the convention's coming up on February 11th. What do you say to people who think, well, you know, last November's stinging defeat might be a sign that it could be good to have someone new at the helm of the party? What's your answer to that?
Sure. Well, I certainly share people's frustrations in the results of the election. I can tell you from, you know, my experience, we worked very hard to elect Secretary Clinton and to focus on our state house races. You know, what we saw in Michigan was similar to what we saw in states like Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Ohio, where there was a group of voters who I don't think many of us anticipated turning out in support of Donald Trump and really turning against our candidates in the last 2 weeks. The numbers we were looking at gave us cautious optimism that we were going to be successful. But, you know, I think the thing that I'm trying to focus on is to say we also have an opportunity now to engage in a partnership with the Democratic National Committee and all these new activists who've really been excited, not only by the campaign of Senator Sanders last year, but about the prospects of rebuilding this party from the ground up. We are going to focus aggressively on getting back to basics and making sure that the Democratic Party in Michigan is a party that reflects grassroots activists in our state and the priorities that they share. We're going to be rebuilding in 2017 and talking to voters and not waiting until just before the election and build a foundation for whoever our candidate for governor and other statewide offices is can capitalize on. I hope people who share that vision will support me at the convention. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to hopefully continue to serve.
Chairman Dillon, as you talk with other Democrats, especially in the wake of what happened last November on Election Day, do Democrats have any kind of feeling or sense that the very survival of the party is at stake here?
Well, I do think people understand that, you know, we are in a pretty tough situation. You've been in a tough situation for a long time. I think this most recent election, I think, brought it into much sharper focus. People, I don't think, expected the results that we have. In fact, I don't think anybody, if they're being honest, expected, even on the Republican side, the results that we ultimately had on November 8th. But I do think, you know, that kind of concern also breeds a certain energy and a commitment to making sure that we do the things necessary in 2017 to make sure that we're successful in 2018 and beyond. And to the extent that we can harness the energy of the people who've signed up for the party, who are looking to get involved, we are going to make sure that those people are not left sitting on the bench wondering what they can do to help not only change the party, but change our state. We're going to give them things to do, and we're going to listen to them to make sure that the message that we're delivering, not only from the state party, but through our candidates, is one that more accurately reflects the values that we actually care about and is one that voters can really grasp onto. We're going to be crystal clear about our emphasis on making sure that we are the party of working people and people looking to get ahead, not the party of big corporations and others who've rigged the system to their advantage.
Brandon Dillon, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, thank you so much for spending time with us today on Stateside.
Thank you for having me.